Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. It's Next Level Time at Reverie, the chromium service reaching the gay, lesbian, and related communities. That Next Level, a group of new channels, including what's believed to be the first worldwide available news channel with these communities top of the mind. Reverie's co-founders Aaliyah Daniels and Chris Rodriguez join me next. Also ahead, Sunday games return on ABC, and CNN turns the big 4-0. Hey everyone, I'm Simon Applebaum, telecasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio's Frequent TuneIn Radio, and presenting on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised, brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get 3 free books to sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. Thank you for kicking off your June 2020 with us, the program all about TV's current and future. 68 degrees at the top of the hour here in the Big Apple. We thank you for making the time for us. We got some good guests coming your way over the next hour, and we invite you, as always, to be interactive with them and with us. All you have to do is pick up the phone, dial in, and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere you are catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. Unfortunately, our chat room at blogtalkradio.com/televised is not operating today. We apologize for that. Hope to have it back up and running on our next special episode coming this Wednesday. More details about that also coming up in the half hour ahead. And while the program is on the air, you can connect to us by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk, Spreaker, TuneIn screen. Follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you. Duo for Reverie will be live with us in Los Angeles after these news notes. ABC's Summer Funding Game Sunday lineup returned to solid viewership. Celebrity Family Feud, Pressure Luck, and Match Game had 6 million, 5.1 million, and 4.4 million people watching respectively. Match Game's fifth season opener had its best viewing since January 2018. A Black Wall Street documentary miniseries is forthcoming from Dream Hampton, the producer of Lifetime's Emmy-nominated miniseries Surviving R. Kelly, who was on this program over a year and a half ago when that series was made. The program will explore the Tulsa Race Massacre of 1921, when over 300 African Americans were killed over a two-day period. Now some quickies. WarnerMedia has named Richard Tom Chief Technology Officer. Tom is a former senior executive at Hulu and Verizon. Los Angeles County officials are expected to detail guidelines for resuming TV production there tomorrow. We're also waiting for the state of California to release their separate set of guidelines. And today marks the 40th anniversary of Cable News Network's start, June 1st, 1980, at noon Eastern Time. CNN became the world's first round-the-clock channel devoted to news coverage and commentary. I'll have a comment about that before the end of the program. And that is news notes for today. Speaking of news coverage, earlier this year we had the formation of Black News Channel put together by J.J. Watt, the former congressman from Oklahoma. And it's still running as the first service of its kind in the nation and in the world. Well, now there is a news channel devoted for the very first time to the news affecting the gay, lesbian, and related communities. And it's from an organization that's been around for quite a while called Reverie. The new Global News Channel is one of four services that kicked off through Reverie on smart TV sets and smart TV devices late last month. Joining us live from Los Angeles to talk about that and more with Reverie are two of the company's co-founders, Aaliyah Daniels and Christopher Rodriguez. Aaliyah and Christopher, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And Aaliyah, we'll start with you. First of all, with the Global News Channel, how long has that been in the hopper for?
So it's something that we've always kind of had plans to be able to do, and we were actually really excited through our partnership with Brightcove, our new developer. We were able to launch this amazing channel where we're highlighting and focusing specifically on queer news. We've always had it in our sights to be able to represent and be a hub for all queer entertainment. Even when we started with music and podcasts, so being able to add news to the docket of what we're doing at Reverie was incredibly important to us.
Christopher, the service has been up now, I believe, for a couple of weeks. What's been the reaction from these communities to it? And what kind of stories are you focusing on there that, let's say, you feel that other news channels devoted to general news information are not covering?
I think the focus is really on queer interest, which is actually pretty, can be pretty broad. But as a community, we have specific interests in mind, having to do with things, everything from politics, where we have specific interests, to pop culture. And we really wanted to make the channel a fun, informative experience, as much, you know, projecting the newest and latest news as possible.
Mm-hmm. We are there correspondents on the ground covering the protests, what's happened over the last week in Minneapolis and elsewhere.
So while we don't necessarily have correspondents ourselves, we work with several different news outlets to be able to talk about exactly what's been going on. And our goal is to be able to try and focus on that and show different clips from those different partners on our channel.
Mm-hmm. And Christopher, what's been the reaction so far from viewers to what you're doing?
I mean, they love it. It's so nice to be able to see a 24-hour station that is constantly kind of giving content that is relevant to this community. So we've been getting a lot of really positive feedback, not just on the on Reverie Now, which is our news channel, but also the entire new Reverie platform. Which, as you mentioned, this is the big thing for us. Being able to partner last year with Brightcove, which is a major app developer, and creating this brand new product, which allows us to give free cable TV to the masses. And this is multi-channel, always on, truly always on, truly free with commercials, of course, but queer content. So at any given moment, in addition to Reverie Now being able to pick up this really great relevant news content, you can watch entertainment that you know runs the scope of our community, and it actually represents all the smaller communities within the broader LGBTQ experience.
Now, let me explain how these four services are separated content-wise from the main Reverie service. All these services are available on smart TV sets and smart devices, whether it's Roku, Apple TV, etc. But explain how the differentiation is between among all these services.
Yeah, so like it's actually simpler than it sounds. We basically, you know, when we first came to market, we were the first to market LGBTQ streaming service 4.5 years ago. And but when we came to market, there weren't a lot of options from a technology perspective. So we could only have a subscription video on demand offering, which is very similar to a lot of the services out there. But we really wanted to be able to offer something that, for one, was free to the community, because this is a community that needs to see their stories represented as much as possible. But we also wanted to be a little bit more innovative with the future of how people view TV. And we really, from the very start, believed in this idea of linear TV. So this idea that it's the job of the network to curate to the audience. So rather than give you kind of an endless selection of on-demand titles and leave it up to you to actually watch, we wanted to create a more traditional network where we were putting our best foot forward. So we were able to do this by doing partnerships with these really amazing third-party channels. So we have live TV channels on Stir, on Xumo, on TiVo Plus, and we just came out with Samsung TV Plus, and Next week, we're going to premiere an even bigger one. But so those are our live channels. But the actual Reverie TV, if you go to Reverie TV or you download any of our applications, you just turn it on and you have all the channels at your disposal right there. You don't have to subscribe to watch them. There's four live channels. When you open up the app, it immediately goes into our primary Reverie Live TV channel, and you can immediately just start watching and engaging with the content.
We have Aaliyah Daniels and Chris Rodriguez talking about the next level of Reverie. It's four services that are available now on smart TV sets and smart devices, also on smart TV channel packages like Stir, Xumo, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Aaliyah and Chris are joining us live from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Simon Abel with you live from New York. Thank you for spending part of your June 1st, 2020 with us, the program all about TV's current and future. If you have a question or comment for our guests, make the phone call go 646-652-2906. Again, our chat room, Simon Abel 04 by name, is not operating today. Apparently something is up, and we hope to get that straightened out for our next episode. And speaking of our next episode, we've got three of them coming your way this week to kick off June, and our next one is going to be on Wednesday at a special time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. That's 2 hours later than normal, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. And our lead guest is going to be the executive producer for the brand new Hulu hit with Ellie Fanning, the historical irreverent docudrama or dramedy, The Great Great Dane Catherine the Great, defending plays. We'll have Mary McGowan will join us. The writer is the Oscar winner for The Favorite. We'll talk about the making of that series, which is off and running to great reviews on Hulu. And then we'll talk to the folks behind TasteMade, which just got a brand new series off the ground on its smart TV service. We'll have executive producer Jay Holster with us. That's all coming up on Wednesday. Remember the special time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. On the WinReverie, what are some of the early highlights of these new, apart from the Global News Channel, what are some of the early original highlights of these new services?
So we right now have over 30 original projects, and this runs the gamut of everything from movies to shows to even music. We're going to be premiering some really amazing new originals in the next few weeks, like right over Pride season. One in particular, the up-and-coming one, is called Submission Possible. It stars Madison Young, who is a sex-positive legend in the world of kind of fetish and kink, and it's a docu-series that's exploring kind of this idea and like dispelling some of these like taboos around the subject of sex positivity. We're really, really excited about that. That's going to be premiering on our channels on June 19th. And then right off the back of that, we're coming out with the second season of our reality show called Putting On, which is a full-length reality series about an Israeli fashion designer. It's really amazing. That's going to be coming out at the beginning of July. But in addition to that, we have a bunch of really great content, originals and otherwise, that's currently on the platform. And I'll let Aaliyah kind of talk about that.
Yeah, so we also have an original digital series called To Be Me, which is about a black trans woman, a young black trans woman, and her experience of actually returning back home after college and dealing with identity in that place and how she's having to reconcile, you know, the person that she was at home with who she actually is and learning to be who she is with her father in particular. Additionally, we have an original film, The Queens, which is really awesome. It features several of the famous RuPaul drag queens, including Alaska, Sharon Needles, Jinx Monsoon. And it's a really beautiful take of seeing a behind-the-scenes look of the queens and really, really getting to know them from a different perspective, not just from the show. And we're really, really proud to be able to distribute that. It's a really great, great docuseries.
To both of you, as you know, we've had a number of very interesting, high-profile programs that are documenting, either in fiction or nonfiction, the role of gay and lesbians in society. We've had shows like Pose, with Billy Porter winning the Emmy Award last year for Best Actor in a Drama. Earlier this year, Apple TV did Visible Out on Television, the history of gay and lesbians on television. We hear there's another such show that's also in the works. And last week, when HBO Max premiered, the mega programming service, they had a series called Legendary, which dealt with the whole world of ballroom. Not ballroom dancing, as a lot of people know, but the whole world of ballroom, that is a gay and lesbian culture, lifestyle. I'm curious whether any of these series and others that have popped up in the last year or two on other networks, whether that has brought an audience to Reverie, that is, whether it's interest, let's say, in what you're doing.
Look, we love that. First of all, we saw Legendary last week, and it was amazing. The more LGBTQ-positive content that comes out from all the mainstreams, like across the board, the better it is for everyone. We just want to encourage representation and diversity, and I think these platforms are doing a great job. We definitely have seen a rise in viewership and interest in general with this community because, you know, we're coming from a period where 10 years ago, this was a very marginalized community that, like, advertisers wouldn't even work with. And now this is kind of a sea change of, like, being able to show that our community has value and we create really amazing art and people are genuinely interested in watching it.
And where are both of you, and where is Reverie a role in terms of commissioning original programming, fiction, nonfiction, that's sort of taking the service to new directions it never thought it would go before?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. We've been doing this from the beginning. Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. I think we've been very, very intentional and really happy that in the beginning we were able to have originals as part of our service really early, a lot sooner than we actually anticipated. And for us, it's really about highlighting the entire community, respecting the entire community, having originals that reflected the entire community. And so, you know, for us, we are constantly looking at what stories haven't been told traditionally and focusing on that and being able to highlight those as originals.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And being where we run our own network, we have the freedom and the flexibility to actually showcase these stories that maybe the mainstreams aren't touching but are still relevant to our community. And getting a little fun in terms of culture and spreading, like, in addition to representing the full spectrum of the queer experience with lesbian and trans characters, non-binary, we really want to explore this idea of multiculturalism. So, and we've been doing that from the beginning. Like, actually, you mentioned Legendary, we have an amazing series that we're actually going to be re-releasing this this Pride season, and it's called The Category Is. And it's an anthology series. It's a documentary anthology series that every season it covers the ballroom culture of different cities outside of the expected cities like New York. Like, everyone knows ballroom started in New York, but what they may not know is that there are thriving ballroom scenes in all over the world. So the first season is called The Category Is Mexico City, and it's all in Spanish, and it's all examining the ballroom scene in Mexico City. And we think that that's a perfect example of what we're trying to do with Reverie. It's multicultural. It's outside the box. It's pushing boundaries. And we just love that we have the ability to do this and offer this to the world.
Mm-hmm. We have heard a lot over the last 2 months about the coronavirus pandemic, but lately we have heard a lot about the fact that a huge number of the people who have died from this pandemic or are getting this pandemic are people of color, African Americans and Latinos especially. What we haven't heard, at least not in a lot of mainstream places, is what has the impact of this pandemic been on the gay and lesbian community? And I'm wondering if you've had any programming since this pandemic started near the start of the year in the United States as to how it has impacted the gay, lesbian, transgender, et cetera, universe.
I mean, I think that as far as specific programming around COVID, we don't have specific programming yet around that. But I think, you know, whenever something like this occurs, the more marginalized of communities are often hit. And for us, it is, we are a community of communities, right? So we have, you know, within our community, you know, people of color, Black, Latinx, Asian, everyone involved. And so when those numbers are high for Black and brown people, it's going to be high in our aspect of our community as well. And so we're very cognizant of that. And in fact, intentionally, we know that, you know, people are being hit very hard with this. And so as far as, you know, the financial aspect and the financial burden around this, we actually created an initiative to help different organizations, nonprofits that are trying to help and do good work to help them to keep bringing in funding. And so we've partnered with a lot of them through our Reverie Shares initiative to help donate some of the subscription income and revenue that we make through Reverie, donating directly to those nonprofits that are trying to get out and help people who are being impacted by all of this.
Mm-hmm. Christopher, how is Reverie doing with advertising income, especially in light of the pandemic? Myers Reports, which I work for, Jack Myers Media's column, came out with a future media study that suggested that for this TV season that's about to pass, that the broadcast networks have been hit very hard with year-over-year revenue losses, local stations, cable networks, and smart TV device, interactive video-on-demand programming services all lumped into one category, that they will actually make out okay, that they will, while they will not have as big an increase in revenue as they thought, they'll have something around the corner of 11-12%. What's happening with advertising on your services?
Yeah, I mean, so look, that definitely all advertisers have gotten a little skittish at the beginning. They're very reactionary in the same way the stock market is when this all kind of hit initially. But we are in a unique position because of the fact that we're the only direct-to-consumer, ad-supported play that we LGBTQ streaming network that works directly with advertisers. We have really great relationships with our advertisers. Lexus has been a partner for over 3 years. Here's the interesting thing is that that, you know, every year during this time, a lot of these major companies allocate a lot of dollars aside specifically to support Pride. This is like the whole thing. Like I was in, I was at World Pride in New York last year for business, and you know, you're walking down Times Square, and it's just filled like T-Mobile. All these major companies all have like, you know, they change their logos to be like rainbows and stuff. They're all very supportive. The interesting thing is that now, because of what's going on with COVID, all these prides are canceling or they're postponing indefinitely, not just prides, but also LGBTQ film festivals. And a lot of these this money that was allocated for this diversity spend, they don't know what to do. And this is kind of where the value of what we're doing and being an inherently virtual company anyways and coming out with this really amazing product that is meant to kind of create this robust, like always on ecosystem, that they're, you know, this is kind of a perfect solution for that. And this is what we're trying to do during this time too, also going back to COVID and how it's affecting our community, is that everyone is really looking for community. We're hungry for it. We're getting a little antsy, right? And now it's like, here we are the first day of Pride, and it looks like all these major live events are not going to be happening after all. So what we want to do for the community is be able to bring a little bit of community back to them. And you know what, maybe there is a little bit of COVID programming, but maybe it's just kind of taking a break from that and really letting people kind of experience the pride and the love and the activism that we would usually be out on the streets, like, you know, expressing right now.
Incidentally, there is an out virtual film festival that is happening, start today and is running through the end of the week. And for the very first time, they're actually presenting two pilots of possible television series made by gay and lesbian producers. One, I believe, is scripted, one is unscripted. We'll tell you more about that on our show on Wednesday and how that is doing. We have the contact for those folks, and we will keep in touch with them between now and then. We're talking about Reverie and the brand new services they've launched over the last few weeks on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. And we're talking with two of the key co-founders of that service, Aaliyah Daniels and Chris Rodriguez, both from Los Angeles. This half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Coming up, I'm here with you from New York. Thank you for making us part of your first day of June 2020. You have some questions or comments in our many moments with our guests. Ring them in, 646-652-2906. Remember, our programming is available 24/7 by podcast. So if you want to catch up on any of our shows over the last month, or for that matter, all 2020 long so far, just go to blogtalkradio.com/televised, our homepage. You can also check out the podcast available on iTunes, Apple TV, Spreaker's podcast app, TuneIn Radio at TuneIn.com, and iHeartRadio at iHeartRadio.com, their podcast network. If you go to TuneIn and iHeart's website, please put Tomorrow Will Be Televised in the search bar, click, and you're in. We've seen a lot of advertising lately that has really tried to be social outreach with people impacted by the coronavirus. Things like, you know, we're in this together with you, we'll get through this, here's what we're going to do to help make your life easier. Are you getting some of that advertising?
I'm sorry, repeat the question?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of advertising now that is related to the pandemic along the lines of social outreach. You know, we're going to have these discount offers for you. If you go to Pizza Hut, we're going to bring you, you know, contactless pizza, you know, or tax supply will be ready for whatever happens. It seems that, you know, along the lines of we're in this together, and whatever we have to do to make your life easier, we will on our end. And I'm curious if you're getting that any of those ads.
Definitely. Like, are you talking about us working with advertisers who have that sort of advertising bend?
Right.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, there is definitely a lot of that, and I think we need that right now for sure. I mean, we even have like our own kind of like promotion over the season. Stay here and stay queer. Just at a moment where we can't be out in the streets, doing what we usually during Pride season, we can still be at home and still supporting the cause.
Yeah. Oh, this is Pride Month. Is there any special programming besides what you mentioned earlier that Reverie is doing for the month?
Yeah, I mean, like, look, we're going to be over the next few months. Right now, we have four live channels, but over the next few months, we're going to be premiering some new ones, including really amazing. It's too early to talk about, but some partnerships with some outside brands, bringing some of their queer content into our ecosystem. We're talking to Pride Celebrations about doing similar things. We have our technology allows us to actually do true live broadcasts. directly into our app, so you can be watching at home just like any, you know, traditional, you know, broadcast TV station. So we're really excited about the opportunity for that. We're also doing partnerships with LGBTQ. You mentioned the virtual film festival. We're actually doing partnerships with some film festivals to bring a festival channel to Reverie, and being able to highlight content by LGBTQ creators and get it actually seen. You know, people can't go to live live screenings right now, but we can still do it virtually.
By the way, are both of you seeing that some of these festivals that had not presented pilots for possible TV series, they are doing it? I mentioned before the break that there's one that's going on right now that gave us publicity before the weekend, that they're running two pilots for possible series. And are any of these other festivals doing the same thing?
I believe
some of
them.
Yeah, we've definitely seen that before.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. I was going to say, yeah, we've definitely seen that before. And I think now that it is becoming more virtual, the opportunity to really sort of see what type of response you get from a larger audience for pilots is definitely an opportunity that we'll be taking advantage of. But yeah, we've seen festivals who have done that.
Yeah, and I love it. It makes sense. Look, a lot of these filmmakers, the reason that they go the festival route is for the exposure, because at the end of the day, they either want to sell their project, like their produced film, or they want to like sell a pilot and get it off the ground. But I think now we're kind of, you know, fast tracking a lot of these conversations. And you know, we love it because, you know, we would love to see these pilots and see if it would be a good fit for Reverie and be able to give them immediate access to our like wide viewership.
No. I mentioned at the beginning that CNN is turning 40 today. And by the way, we have a comment about that before we wrap things up. Would Reverie have had a global news service had it not been for CNN kicking everything off 40 years ago?
They create, you know, the 24-hour news cycle, what news used to be versus what news is now, definitely would have not been the case had CNN, you know, did what they did 40 years ago. So absolutely not, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it's
crazy that's been 40 years.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's crazy that it's been 40 years. I was listening to it at the top of the show, and that just blows my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait to hear what I have to say about it afterward, because when Ted Turner first proposed this, a little bit of a coming attraction, when Ted Turner first proposed CNN, let's say the outside world was not so favorable. So more about that in a few moments. Before we meet both of you, where do you see Reverie going over the next couple of years with this great expansion and hopefully more original programming to go with it?
Yeah, I think for us, Reverie is really, this is just the beginning, right? So continuing to offer opportunities for all types of content within the queer community to be highlighted, continuing to bring on more and more channels, continuing to expand our global reach. Right now we're available in over 100 countries. And, you know, we continue to be able to offer a voice for the entire queer community. This is the first day of Pride, and, you know, we're excited to partner with, you know, the entire community and celebrate what's been done and what will continue to be done.
Yeah, I mean, I think that one of the best things that we do, like we always say, we play really well with others. We're here to kind of uplift not just our community, but also these other, you know, pre-existing brands within our community that have really great, like, legacy appeal to them. I think, like, for the future for us, you know, like, with this new queer cable system, this truly free cable, multi-channel cable experience, we're really laying the groundwork to create a hub for all things queer entertainment. And I mean, like we were talking about, we have news now, we've had music from the beginning, we've had podcasts from the beginning, and of course movies and shows, but now we can really, and with our upcoming partnerships, which I can't talk about yet, but you'll start to see this happening, where Reverie can be the hub of all things queer entertainment. And that's really what we're laying the groundwork for and what we see the future of the service being. And in addition to, of course, coming out with really amazing originals that really speak to the heart of our community and really push those boundaries.
Reverie's new multi-channel package, including what is believed to be the first global worldwide available service, aimed specifically at the gay, lesbian, transgender, etc. communities. It's now available 24/7 on smart TV sets and smart TV devices, whether it's Roku, Apple TV, Samsung TV sets, other smart TV sets and devices. Also available on smart TV multi-channel packages like Sturm and Sinclair, Zumo TV, etc., etc., etc. For more details about the services and the program they carry online, go to Reverie.tv. That's R-E-V-R-Y, Reverie.tv. And more to come. Aaliyah Daniels, Chris Rodriguez, joining us from L.A. Thank you very much for coming on and kicking off June Pride Month with us. All the very best to you and everybody at Reverie for a great month ahead. But more importantly, a lot of great things to come with your service and hopefully as well programming available for the gay, lesbian, transgender community. The more the merrier. And we really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you very much.
Us.
You're welcome. Take care. Have a great month ahead.
Thank you.
Aaliyah Daniels and Chris Rodriguez joining us live from Los Angeles. When we come back, CNN at 40. I have a final thought on that after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You'll see the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, tuneinradio.com. And don't forget, they reach approximately 40 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Don't forget, the Coronavirus News Channel happens 24/7 at TuneIn Radio, where you can get reports from all over the globe on what's happening with this pandemic, plus podcasts and other original materials. The Coronavirus News Channel, 24/7, TuneIn Radio at TuneIn.com. Remember, best BTR speaker 24/7 at YouTube.com. Coming up next, CNN at 40. A final thought about that, but first, the words of the fine folks at Audible.com. Nora Roberts is a terrific author, and she has a brand new book you can get in audio form right now through Audible.com. It's a real suspense tale called Hideaway, and it's one of three audiobooks you can get right now with a one-word trial to Audible.com. Remember, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital entertainment, information, and inspiration. Over 200,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now, at Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio, and iHeartRadio. Remember, if you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised, that's audibletrial.com/televised, you get three free audiobooks, a one-month trial of the service, and great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. Also, two of those audiobooks you get are from the growing catalog of Audible Originals. That's Original Audio Productions, the best of Broadway, off-Broadway, regional theater, and great one-woman and one-man performances. So how about making this month the month that you discover how Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world? It makes a great gift for you or someone you love. So remember, audibletrial.com/televised. You'll be happy you tuned in. And now, a final thought. 40 years, 3 hours, and change ago, the television world was altered forever with the launch of CNN, the world's first nonstop news and information service delivered on television sets all across America and later all across the world. It was the brainchild of Ted Turner, someone who made his name originally by owning an independent station in Atlanta, and then later turned into a superstation, WTBS. Now, of course, it's TBS. The year earlier, when this service was announced, here's what people outside Ted Turner's world had to say about it. Are you crazy? You'll never get this off the ground. You have nothing, no experience in news. This is going to flop. Just wait a few months, bang, you'll never get it off the ground. If you do get it off the ground, it's going down the drain so fast. There's just no interest in it. That was the outside listening that people had of Ted Turner's idea. And in the face of all that, Turner decided, I'm making this network happen. He declared he was going to run it on June 1st, 1980, stroke of high noon Eastern time. And he decided to surround himself with as much of the best news talent he could. He had news directors from around the country and from the broadcast networks. He hired terrific journalists on air like Bernard Shaw from CBS and Don Farmer from ABC and Chris Curl from WJLA TV in Washington, D.C. And he surrounded himself with the best news talent he could find. And he trusted them. He sort of followed the Bill Gates idea of, I hire people more smart than me for the project I'm doing. And on June 1st, 1980, despite the critics, despite the naysayers, despite people even in the TV industry who felt that an all-news channel on television would not fly, CNN blasted off. And 40 years later and change, it is still with us. It set the standard for all news television. And now we have competition like MSNBC, we have Fox News Channel, Newsmax TV, One America News Network, we have specialized services like CNBC and Bloomberg and Fox Business Network. We now have a global news channel for the gay lesbian audience. We have Black News Channel. And all of those services owe their existence to CNN being first. CNN opening up. CNN doing what a lot of people thought would not be done. And if you have any doubts about the value of CNN or services like it, then check out what's going on as we speak outside your door. Covering the coronavirus pandemic, covering the protests and riots over the last week in Minneapolis and elsewhere, covering the relationship the U.S. has with Russia and China, and so much more. Ted Turner was the first believer in what an all-news network could do. And while he is in retirement now, he can be safe in the knowledge that there are billions of people around the world who also now share that vision. Yes, there are times when all news networks don't work, but more often than not, they do. The journalists who are involved with them, some of whom go to the max to give you the coverage that you deserve and the coverage that's necessary for you to live the life you can, they try. So to everybody at Ted Turner and CNN, thank you for the 40 years. Thank you for paving the way for a new genre of television to happen and flourish around the world. And let's not forget, in addition to national networks, you have regional news services, you have local all-news services, you even have hyper-local all-news services. And let's not forget the news service available on the Internet and smart TV sets and smart devices. All of that can thank their lucky stars for CNN and what they pioneered 40 years ago this very day. And to all the journalists out there involved with these all-news networks who are, as we speak, on the front lines of what's happening in this world and this nation, keep doing what you're doing and stay safe. Our next show is Wednesday, and we're on a special time. Remember, it's 2 hours later than usual, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. My guest will be from the new Hulu series, The Great, executive producer Marion McGowan, and from Tape Break TV, executive producer Jay Holzer. If you came in late on today's program or you want to catch up on episodes you missed, we make it very, very easy for you. Just go to our homepage anytime you like, www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Simple as that. And don't forget, you can get any or all of our episodes from last month or 2020 at various sites on podcast. We're talking about iTunes, Apple TV, the Spreaker podcast app, TuneIn Radio, and iHeartRadio on the iRadio podcast. Now, remember, if you're going to be tuning in from TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, at their website, put Tomorrow We Tell Lies in the search bar, click, and you are in. Well, we love hearing from you, and we always respond within 24 hours. So if you have a thought about what we do, if you have thoughts about where things are at in the world of television, the current and the future, we'd love to hear. If you have ideas for guests, if you'd like to also suggest ideas for a show, which is our regular series dealing with programs that we think are worth your while, they may not get the attention you want, well, let us know. And if we use a suggestion on the air, you get the credit. How do you get involved? Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And don't forget, enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And make sure you also check us out on social media. I'm available on Facebook and on Twitter. And on Twitter, I sometimes cover the world of television with special news bulletins or news tweets. So check them out. Simon Applebaum is where you'll find me on Facebook. And at Twitter, it's at UBC Simon TWBT. That's a UBC Simon TWBT. However you check us out, we do respond. And we do it because of one thing. What you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants, not those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Our production associate is Menon, and Andy Koh is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonberg, head of content. The co-founders of Blog Talk Radio are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow We Tell Lies was brought today by Audible.com and Amazon Division. Remember, Audible transformed the way you hear the world. For 3 free audiobooks and a 1-month trial, audibletrial.com/televised. For Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your Monday. We're back less than 48 hours from now. Special time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Whatever you're up to between now and then, please stay safe, follow the guidelines, and remember, we're looking at this pandemic now and forever. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.